Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck that shit. No music. Welcome to another edition of the Smarks List. I'm your host, Chris S. Fleming, and I am not feeling like myself right now. But I'll go ahead and get this unimportant person on the line, because I don't know. Well, let's see who she is. She doesn't mean shit, but I think, okay. Who the fuck are you? And what do you want?
You know who I am.
No, I don't.
Anyway, this is Rainy, of course. I have a new nickname, though. My friend, she gave me a nickname of Cupcake, and I'm not really too sure how I like about it, how I feel about it, but it's okay, I guess. So what's
really?
Going on with you?
What does it sound like? What's going on with me?
Is it because you're going to a concert tomorrow instead of wrestling?
I'm not going to wrestling tomorrow.
I know.
I can't.
That's why.
It's on the same damn day.
What?
It's on the same damn day. At the same damn time. I can't be in both places. Unless
yeah,
I love being in both places. Now, what do you fuckers want to talk to me about? You want to talk to me about how Seth Rollins looks so good in street clothes and jeans and a tank top? Okay, anyway, who cares what she has to say? She's a chick. Like I was saying. Shut up. Anyway, it's my show. I tell you to shut up, you shut up.
All right, whatever.
No, whatever.
So, what do you think?
And I did also
happen?
Tell you. I'm listening.
What do you think is going to happen next Monday whenever Triple H comes back and finds out that Roman Reigns is in the running for the championship?
Something really crazy.
What?
I don't know. Something really happy. I mean crazy. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but what do you think? I didn't say you knew. I mean, on that
I said,
video, it was Michael Cole.
Somebody might get fired. I said, somebody might get fired. Or better yet, somebody might quit.
That's true.
Don't stand talking to me all night. She loves it when you talk that talk to her, everybody. Rainy wants you to talk that talk to her. She wants you to talk dirty to her. So talk dirty to her. I said talk dirty to her. Is she still here? Okay, never mind. She is not on. She is gone. So I guess I'll be doing the show by myself. So like I was saying, of course everyone knows that Seth Rollins is now officially a bad guy. Ha ha ha, jack off to that. Which I'm sure everybody is. And I do also want to inform everybody that tomorrow night is MEW's Friday Night Fights, featuring my best friend Derek King, also going one-on-one with Grandmaster Sexay Brian Christopher in a Falls Count Anywhere MEW title match. The address will be, it will be held right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And let me pull the address up right quick before I pull this other unimportant person on. If you go to MEW's website, the poster is right. It's also on my Facebook page. Main event, Brian Christopher versus Derek King. No DQ, Falls Count Anywhere, June 20th, MEW Wrestling. And if you would like to go and attend the show, if you happen to be in the Memphis area and you would like to attend this great event with some great wrestlers, the address is, let me pull it up. The address is, where is it? Damn it. Sorry, guys. Can't find any stuff. Okay, I was trying to say, give me a second. The address, like I said, tomorrow, it will be June 20th. The address is 4050 North Watkins. 4050 North Watkins. 38127. Once again, that is 4050 North Watkins. 38127. And in case you need a little bit, need me to be a little bit more specific, it will be in a church. A church garage. Go out to bring the family, enjoy some great MEW wrestling. I'm sorry to actually say to the guys that I actually will not be there tomorrow due to me having another concert tomorrow, and you know how I am a huge music person and how I'm very big on my music. I did try to get rid of the ticket so I could come and see you guys. Turns out it did not work, so you know I can't let this ticket go to waste. If I'm going to have it, I might as well go to it. But I hope you guys have a great time. Shout out to my brother Derek King. Shout out to Tattoo. Everybody on the show. And shout out to Brian Christopher, a.k.a. Brian Lawler. If you guys do not know him, that is Grandmaster Sexay, former WWE superstar, and son of Jerry the King Lawler. But anyway, let's get this piece of crap online. Who the hell are you?
It's me. My phone kind of cut off.
I know your phone call. If your phone hates you.
I know. Like, almost a lot of people do.
There's no surprise.
I know, right?
Now, how about this? Since we are rising upon Friday, how about we play this song in honor of the weekend? Shut up.
No.
Now, why I can't get any music on here, I have no idea. But the thing that made this show the most fun is the fact that I could play anything and everything that I wanted and make every last one of you jackoffs listen to it.
But you can play Cody Rhodes' theme song, though.
I'd rather jerk off in public.
But, oh, no, never mind. He's Stardust now.
Anyway, I'm going to let this woman talk while I am checking my Facebook notifications. Stop sending me game requests, you assholes.
Let's see. What do I want to talk about?
Yes, what does she want to talk about?
Well.
Cricket.
I'm sorry, I don't know right now. So what do you have on your mind?
What do I have on my mind? How the hell I'm going to get to this show tomorrow? That's what I have on my mind.
That's true.
Oh, I know what I'm going to play right now.
Elfie.
Please tell me you know. Shut up. Who knows this song? I'm just doing completely random stuff tonight because I am burnt out on wrestling for a little bit. I honestly, in the events that have been happening in recent weeks leading up to Money in the Bank, it's been kind of, but I will go ahead and talk about this since we got to get some wrestling in. John Cena did win the money, not money, but the stretcher match this past Monday, and will now go on to the Money in the Bank ladder match in a few weeks. And he did that by defeating Kane. Yes, John Cena is going to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match. Yes, it is your worst nightmare. Yes, if you cannot take it, throw yourself off a cliff. No, I do not care if you kill yourself.
Oh, you know what people are saying about that now? They're saying that Randy Orton's going to take one belt, and John Cena's going to take another belt, and they're going to split it back up again.
In all fairness, I really am not in the mood to hear any wrestling rumors tonight. I just want to talk about what's going on in current events. Because if I hear wrestling rumors, it's going to put me in really, really, really bad mood. Really bad mood. Now, I'm sick of hearing smart asses who think they have the remedies of the business, all the remedies to the business, and think they know what's going to happen before it even happens. Now, if you want to talk about it, then feel free, but I'm not going to comment on it.
Okay.
Sure, it's all yours.
Well, I'm thinking right now.
Think a little faster.
Tell my brain that. Well, of course, you know, Dean Ambrose changed, you know, his ring stuff, attire. So,
what kind of ring attire?
Well, you know, street clothes, whatever you want to call it. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
And, yes, maybe I'm guilty of saying this too, but what do you think about Seth, you know, suit?
I don't give a shit. So I'm still trying to find a wrestler in a suit.
What?
I don't give a shit. It's not the first time I've seen a wrestler in a suit.
Yeah, I know. But, like I said, people call him, you know, Power Ranger, the Ninja Power Ranger, but,
it doesn't bother me.
Okay. Are you going to say anything else? Because I'm not thinking right now.
Yes, I'm going to say how incredibly boring this is right now. We need some people to call in. If you want to call in, you go right ahead and get off your ass, dial that number. This number goes 646-915-9644. Hurry up and call in.
Wait.
This is so damn dull. Here you go. I'm actually kind of feeling a little overloaded on wrestling right now.
Okay.
My heart's not really that into it tonight. I don't feel like ripping anybody apart. So I'm just straight talking out of my ass about what's going on and not really ripping any of your stupid asses because honestly, it's boring. It's old.
What was that about on your Facebook page the other night about somebody asking you if, you know, wrestling's the only thing that you talk about?
What was that? What do you mean? It's exactly what it was and what it said.
I mean, what was that about? I mean, yeah, I know what it was about, but...
Just people asking dumb shit. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Oh, you know what? You said that you didn't like to hear rumors or anything, but I heard that Brad Maddox was going to be a wrestler now. I mean,
going to NXT
and stuff like that.
Like nobody saw that coming.
Let's close all over the floor. Don't remember them being here before. Smell the perfume is in. Watch it stick on the man. And still I don't understand. No pictures left in the hall.
Oh, speaking of big events, tonight on Impact Wrestling, Bobby Lashley has made an appearance, and apparently he has returned to professional wrestling.
Interesting.
Let me run over to Impact Wrestling's Facebook page. Shut your mouth.
No.
Ronald McDonald said hi. He's coming to get you.
What?
He's coming to get you tonight. Ronald McDonald is coming to get you. I don't give a shit if it's a four-sided ring or a six-sided ring. Just fucking pick one. I might as well go ahead and fucking just pick. More than likely, Impact Wrestling will probably end up bringing back the six-sided ring. You fucking hung up on me again. What is wrong with you?
I fucking did not. I don't know if it's, you know, the site cutting me off or
shut
my
up,
phone.
Shut up. Who cares? I was
but
trying to say that Impact Wrestling
is
better. Next question.
What question?
This stinks.
What in the hell are you doing?
I have no idea. Just trying to survive this episode.
mean, I know you're upset, but...
Upset about what?
I don't know.
I'm not upset. And no, I will not smile. I never smile. I don't smile.
Yes, you do. I saw a picture of you smiling.
Nope.
No,
you didn't.
Yes.
I know you want me.
No.
Yo, after the night, don't leave your girl around me. You play it for real. Ask my nigga for real.
Okay, people. I'll go ahead and get this little piece of information in. Impact Wrestling is holding a poll to bring back the six-sided ring or keep the current four-sided ring, the traditional four-sided ring. Now, which one is better, I do not know. I don't know anything about either ring, nor can I comment on it. I don't know which one works better. And honestly, it's probably all the fucking same. The only difference is there's six sides. So really, who fucking cares?
But, I have a question to ask you. Okay. If Paul Heyman, CM Punk, Dean Ambrose, and Bray Wyatt had a promo contest, who would win?
Paul, Heyman, Dean Ambrose, and who else?
CM Punk and Bray Wyatt.
I don't know.
Well, guess. Take your pick.
If I wanted to take a pick, I would go get the pick out of the bathroom and just pick my nose.
No.
I don't know. It would be cool.
Why do you have a pick in your bathroom? Never mind.
It would be close. I can't decide.
Yeah, I can't decide either. That's why
I know you never can decide.
What?
I know you're never able to decide. When's the last time you actually able to decide something?
Because, well, I can't pick.
Neither can I. This is a good question to go and ask some dumbass internet fans, though.
No. I mean, that would be interesting, though, wouldn't it?
No.
Why not?
I have no idea.
Okay.
There's a place where you can light the fire and watch it burn. Lay it down and lose it all. You've taken me so far beyond the point of no return. Leave all that I had and hold alone. Is this pretty love? Is it just another crazy
watch me to dance? What?
Am I what?
Did you watch main event?
Not yet.
Oh.
I'm turning on my Roku now.
What?
To access the WWE. I'm turning on my Roku now to access the WWE Network on my television.
Oh.
But before that, I'm going to watch some parodies on YouTube by Bart Baker.
Well, some are okay. Some are, like, really weird and stupid, like yesterday's one.
It's supposed to make your ass laugh.
I know. But then,
Maybe you should have played the part of Iggy Azalea.
What?
I said maybe you should have played the part of Iggy Azalea.
No.
Iggy, that is your name. Spell that.
What?
No, spell that. Spell that.
Spell what?
Iggy.
Iggy.
No, that is your name. Spell that.
Spell what?
Never mind.
My name?
No.
Hey, why don't you watch Frozen?
Huh?
Do you know Archerelle,
if you're listening, can you, like, call in, please? This, like, fucking show is so incredibly dull, and my fucking heart's not into it. I don't know why. I'm actually more annoyed than I am entertained right now, so, yeah. I'm going to let Randy do the talking. I'm going to shut up.
No!
Yep, I'm going to do it. Yeah,
You're the one talking. Talk.
I'm the one talking. Okay. You want me to talk? Each and every one of you internet fans can fucking die for all I care. I don't give a shit about none of you. Get out of my face, my life, and my wrestling business, because I don't care about you. You don't know shit about it. You don't know nothing about it. Fuck you. Fuck the internet. Fuck CM Punk. Fuck me and Ambrose. Fuck all you fuckers. There.
Okay.
Okay, maybe not fuck Dean Ambrose and CM Punk, but fuck all his fans.
Except me.
Yes, including you.
No!
Yawn. Okay, let's go ahead and end the show right here.
Alright.
Anyway, thanks for tuning in to this seemingly boring episode of The Smarts List. I'll go ahead and cut it right here. We only got a minute left, so, shit. I don't feel like talking about nothing tonight. Sorry, guys. Have a good night. Later. Peace.
Bye.